He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning live edition. It is November the 30th, the last day of November. I'm glad to be back on the air today. I got to work yesterday and nothing was working. The internet was down and I scrambled rebooting things and just couldn't quite get everything ready in time for the show. Technical glitches. You ever have any of those with your computers? Oh, I've had a few wrestling matches with my computer gear over the years. Well, the market's having a wrestling match today, and it's a good one. The market is winning. The Bulls are beating the Bears today by a score of 75 points. Dow up 75, putting it at new all-time highs, 19,197. You remember when we just crossed 19? Now we've got 197 points between us and that hurdle that we crossed through last week. The S&P 500 is only up 5 points, however, not quite as much. It's an oil stock, energy sector rally today, which we'll talk about here in a minute. The S&P is up 5.5 points. It puts it at 2,210. The NASDAQ is not participating at all. In fact, the NASDAQ is down a couple of points, and I continue to watch the NASDAQ big stocks like Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, not really participating in the Trump so-called rally here. Crude oil is the story of the day. It's up $2.89 today. That puts it at $48.12. We'll talk about why here in a moment. We've also got a big rise in interest rates again today. 2.38% now. Man, I hope you listen to my warning on the bond market. And we've got the U.S. dollar also up 1% today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Finally, a live show again. Tuesday's show, I had technical difficulties here. I had all kinds of internet problems, and I was yelling darn at things, and just couldn't get the equipment working in time for the show, so there was just nothing I could do. But we're back today, and energy stocks are soaring on an OPEC deal. Can you believe it? They finally got a deal. Headlines crossed earlier this morning indicating OPEC had reached an agreement to cut oil output by 1.2 million barrels per day. Isn't that something? They know how to tweak output just a little bit. Prices react. It's like they can control the price of oil. All 36 components of the Spider Energy ETF are trading higher today. Crude oil prices up 6.8%. And that comes as quite a surprise. We were at $50. No, we never got to 50. We got to 48.53. And now we've backed off a little bit, but oil still at, let's see, where is oil right now? Oil prices are at $48.12, up 6.4%. I still have a pretty good exposure to the energy market, so we're having a very good day here at Gunderson Capital Management. Now, with the moonshot in oil, you're seeing bond yields rise here today and the bond market selling off once again. The yield is now at 2.38% and rising. Personally, I think it has a lot further to go. I talked to somebody yesterday who went into their local Vanguard office and said, hey, I've got my money with you guys. I want your plan. Let's see what you got. And they came back with an typical asset allocation, 55% in the bond market, the other 45% spread all over hex half acre. And that's asset allocation. That's how it works. That's how Vanguard works. That's how the asset allocators work. And even he could say to himself, why would I want any exposure to the bond market in a rising interest rate environment? And I'm looking at the TLT ETF here, which is the long bond, U.S. long bond exchange traded fund. It's now down about 17% since I warned. You know what? Listen, once in a while, I basically called the top in the bond market on July 5th when I wrote my article in Seeking Alpha warning about interest rate sensitive investments. And I followed up on July 25th with a dire warning about the bond market and the extraordinary risk that existed then, and it still exists today. TLT selling off again today, hitting a new 52-week low. You really want to buy bonds in this environment? Be my guest. Well, we also have corporate earnings. Now, meanwhile, the opposite side of the street of the bond market is the stock market. There's your choice. You can lend Chevron money, or you can buy and be an owner, a part owner of Chevron shares. Corporate profits continued to rebound last quarter amid solid growth in the broader U.S. economy. GDP expanding at an annual rate of 3.2%. Now, that was kind of an anomaly of a quarter. We're really running at about 2 to 2.5%, but we had a good quarter. I told you about the breakout we had. We finally had a positive year-over-year comparison, and we're looking for more. In fact, we're looking for a breakout in earnings next year. So it's your choice. Do you want to be a lender in a rising interest rate environment, or do you want to be an owner in a rising interest rate environment? In fact, we had the strongest year-over-year growth in this quarter that just is done now reporting since the fourth quarter of 2012. Obviously, the market and obviously earnings, that is the mother's milk of the stock market, earnings. I've been saying that, pounding the table for years on that fact. Earnings still look good. So does the economy. According to ADP, the economy added 216,000 jobs versus 160,000 consensus. That's kind of bad news, actually, because it almost seems certain now that the Fed will hike rates in December. And that's bad news, more bad news for the bond market. There should be more rate hikes coming. I don't think you have an incoming administration. Looking at who's been named so far, now we have a Treasury Secretary, brilliant guy, Mnuchin, and I don't think they're going to keep interest rates artificially low like the past regime has over the last 8 years. In fact, the new Treasury Secretary is already promising tax cuts, a rollback of Dodd-Frank, and getting out of the GSEs, which would be Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Steve Mnuchin appearing with Trump's commerce pick Wilbur Ross, who's another brilliant guy, turnaround guy, private sector guy, not a lifetime government worker. He tells CNBC that his first priority will be tax reform. Really? I mean, this is something we've hoped for years. When I look at my tax return at the end of the year for just my little business here, it is so complicated. You know, I can remember a time when I was able to do my own taxes. There's no way. There is no way anymore. There are so many sheets attached to it. And of course, the CPAs, I think I pay so much per page or something like that. My CPA bills have soared over the last several years. I don't know about you. Go buy yourself a little business and find out for yourself. They say there will be a middle class tax cut and the corporate rate we'll be going down. We're currently at 35%, the highest in the world. They're suggesting a 15% corporate rate. And they want to bring back the trillions of dollars that are parked overseas. So, you know, that's all very pro-business. On bank regulations, they're saying we will have to kill many aspects of Dodd-Frank. And, of course, you know that I am super bullish on the banking sector and the financial sector. We have a few earnings reports. Well, we've got some companies being added to the S&P 500 here this morning. Mid-American Apartment Communities, that's a REIT going into the S&P 500. And AmSurge, they will replace Owens, Illinois, and Lake Mason, which will drop down to the mid-cap 400. And Papa John's will move up into the mid-cap 400, replacing Post Properties. Mortgage applications down 9.4% as mortgage rates continue to rise. Where are we at now on the 30-year mortgage? 4.23%. We were at 4.16%, and of course, we were well under 4 not that long ago. Well, there you have it. That's what's happened so far this morning. It's been a busy morning. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. More to talk about, a lot more to talk about when we come back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, every week I like to take a look early in the week at the current technical analysis. You know, that's where trouble shows up first. That's where trouble started to show up in the bond market back in July. That's where trouble started to show up back in the fall of 2014 in the energy stocks. That's where trouble first started to show up in the overall market back in 2007, 2008. That's why it's so important to look at all of these indexes to see how they're behaving technically. What do they look like? Well, the S&P 500 is breaking out. It was in a sideways trend awaiting the outcome of the election. You can't blame it, can you? It would go up one day and down the next, go up the next day, down the next, and it was a pattern that was like fingernails on the chalkboard. But that's the way it was because the market didn't like uncertainty. Just when it thought Hillary had it in the bag, no, something would come along and the market would sell off again. And in the end, the market had it wrong. But the market seems to like what has happened since then. We have some clear direction finally, and we have a breakout to new all-time highs. How can you be bearish on the S&P 500 when it's breaking out? I've had a buy signal in my newsletter since March 27th, 2009. I updated it again in my newsletter over the weekend, along with my current earnings estimates and target price for the S&P 500 over the next 6 to 12 months. It's based on numbers. Actual numbers and expected numbers. The Dow has broken out to new all-time highs. Now, the Dow is looked at as a little bit more value-oriented than the NASDAQ. The Dow contains more of the types of components that are doing well now in this brand new market, which I outlined on Monday. I outlined five different trends that have now emerged in this market that are very, very distinct trends. I outlined those in my newsletter over the weekend. This is no longer a market that favors growth stocks. It's a market that favors value stocks. This is no longer a market that favors technology, the Amazons and the Googles of the world. Instead, it's looking at entirely different sectors right now. And a lot of those stocks obviously reside in the S&P 500, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. They're breaking out. The NASDAQ did also break out last week. So far this week, I've noticed, however, it's not participating like the value stocks are. In fact, I gave you a big, big clue a couple of weeks ago about this new value move. I've seen this move before. I've seen this playbook before. It was back in 2004. When I saw value mutual funds run well ahead of growth mutual funds. If you have a 401k at work, you have choices in there. There's many, usually people have a lot of growth mutual funds. They have value mutual funds. They have stock funds and they have bond funds. I've also given you major clues since July what I would do with bond funds. I would shun them like the plague. We're in a rising interest rate environment. You can fight it all you want. Just like the bears have fought the bull market for the last 7+ years, almost 8 years now. They fought it and refused to admit they're wrong. And every time they get their chance, every time they get their pulpit on TV, their bully pulpit, they continue to espouse their beliefs that the market is artificial. It's not fake. It's real. We don't like this move in the market. We like gold instead. And they fail to admit that they've been wrong. Europe continues to not look so good, technically. Now, if the U.S. economy were to really pick itself up by the bootstraps here, and if Trump were to be able to deliver 3-4% growth versus the 2% that we've had, I think we would help pull Europe up by its bootstraps too. But I'm sticking with the U.S. for now, because that's where the action is. Meanwhile, the chart of the bond market looks horrid. Horrid. It looks horrible. You want to continue to own your intermediate bond funds, your long-term bond funds, your high-yield bond funds. I don't care if it has the name bond in it, if it has the name debt in it, if it has the name income in it, it's probably some type of a debt fund that does not do well in a rising interest rate environment. You can fight it all you want. And if you call Vanguard, they're going to tell you, look, we ride through the dips. We ride through the bear markets. They would have said that back in 2007, 2008, when the market went down 53%. They would say, look, it's come back. But you had to ride through a 53% dip along the way. I don't know. Most people I talk to, that's pretty hard on their stomach, on their nerves. And some people don't have the time to wait for things to come back. They don't have years. It took a long time for the market to get back to new highs, didn't it? It took the NASDAQ 16 years. And it took the stock market about 4 or 5 years. So you have to weigh all that out in your decisions. As far as the asset classes go now, if you go down to your local Ameritrade or even Scottrade or even Schwab and get their people, they're going to enter your age, they're going to enter in your risk tolerance, and they're going to come back with a recipe that they think fits you. And it's going to be a large chunk of your money. The older you are, the bigger chunk of money is going to go to the bond market, the debt markets. The younger you are, the smaller the chunk. But it's still going to be a chunk. If you're in your 30s, you'll probably get a 30 to 35% exposure to the bond market. That's pretty much how my industry does things nowadays. They've simplified it. They've made it so, you know, anybody can do it, really. I mean, there's computers out there that are free wherein you can do it. But when the world changes, it seems to me like there's certain asset classes that I don't want to have any exposure to. I have no exposure to the bond market because my little app, Best Stocks Now, right now is showing, once again, continuing on, that stocks are the place to be. And they're showing that there's a definite tilt right now towards value. There's definitely a tilt towards the U.S. There's nothing emerging market at all in the top 10 here. Nothing. Nothing international at all. It's all U.S. And it all tends to be more of the smaller stocks right now, which kind of got passed by. When investors were chasing dividends and those large cap dividend payers, they were overlooking a lot of good small cap stocks. And now the small cap indexes, especially the small cap value, mid cap value, even micro cap stocks. And if you think about it, there's a reason for it. This new administration is seemed to be more friendly, business friendly. And who's going to benefit the most? Small businesses. Look at the tax code we've got to wrestle with. Look at the regulations we have to wrestle with. It's a nightmare out there to own a small business. I can't even imagine if you were like owned a termite business or a painting business and the EPA and everything. I've got it even worse in my industry. That's why you're seeing the small and the mid-cap stocks being favored right now. Well, we've got more to talk about. When we come back, we'll talk about the bad asset classes. Then we'll get into some of the sectors of the market that are now flourishing again. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, obviously, so far the story of the day is OPEC. You know, those agreements are usually pretty tenable. They can be broken, they can be violated, but whatever. I mean, the market thinks that they have an agreement. The oil price is up about 6-7% today, and that's driving the market higher. The rest of the market is not really participating, though, from my perspective. This is pretty much an energy rally in the market, but we'll take it. I have plenty of energy stocks still in my portfolios. The bond market is taking it on the chin once again today, and those interest rates continue to rise. And it's an almost sure thing that the Fed is going to hike rates, even though the market's already done it for them. The Fed is going to hike the Fed funds rate here in December as economic reports continue to show that, you know, is it an overheated economy? No, I don't think so. But they want to try to put in the brakes now so it doesn't become overheated. And I don't think that the new administration is going to keep rates artificially low. I think they will have a tendency more to let the markets determine interest rates. And that's bad news, really bad news for bond holders. You do what you want with your bond funds, but just take a look at what's happened to them since Election Day. Which leads me to my next subject. I just talked about the asset classes that are favorable right now. And we got pretty specific with those asset classes. How about the asset classes to shun like the plague right now? Well, these guys that come on TV and continue to be bearish on the market. There's one guy in particular. And Fox Business, he comes on, he's like a broken record. Well, we think this rally's gotten ahead of itself, Wolf or whoever is doing the commentary, and we'd be selling into this rally right now. He's been saying that for 8 years now, okay? Being inverse the market and being bearish the market, be my guest. You know, go ahead, short the stock market. And, of course, there are guys out there that are perma bears. I can think of many, many names. They're perma bears. Frosty. Frosty the Snowman. Bah Humbug. Well, they're getting run over by a freight train. And they've been ran over for the last seven plus years. That's absolutely the worst asset class to have any exposure to right now. As far as my app goes, it's also showing that the emerging markets are no place to be right now. You have an administration that's coming in that has, you know, has put itself out there as being a protectionist. And you've already got the first action by this administration. Those jobs that were going from Indiana to Mexico, remember how many times we saw that during the campaign? The CEO of Carrier Corp, which makes air conditioners and heating units in Indiana, announcing to the folks that, hey, you're not going to have a job come next year, January 1st, because we're moving our plant to Monterrey, Mexico. I've been to Monterrey, Mexico. Nice city. Cheaper labor, that's for sure. But now they've already made a deal with Carrier to keep those jobs here. Mexico's not going to get those jobs. This is not a good environment for the emerging markets. And if you go down to Vanguard today or Ameritrade or to Scottrade or to Schwab or to any number of them, they're going to say, depending on your age, that you need to have exposure to these emerging markets that are growing faster than the U.S. I don't currently want to have any exposure to the emerging markets. Now, Latin America, I mean, they're obviously, they're going to suffer. You've seen the peso drop to a nickel. It's a nickel. A peso is a nickel. What about China? China's still an emerging market. I haven't heard Trump say many nice things about China, manipulating their currency, messing around with this and that and tinkering with this and that. Now, you know, there's the possibility we get into a trade war, but the I just don't want to be near. I just don't want to touch an emerging market right now. That's an asset class that I would avoid like the plague right now, along with the inverse funds on the stock market. Now, inverse funds on emerging markets, maybe. Inverse funds on the bond market, which is the third area that I would avoid like the plague right now. Oh, I know. I know. Some professor and professors came up with the asset allocation model that's supposed to survive through thick or thin. Well, I think it's going to be real thin for a big component of that model. And that bond market, again, has had the wind at its back for the last two decades. I showed a chart of interest rates over the last 20 years. It looked like the downward slide of a ski resort, you know, the downhill. Well, guess what? I mean, interest rates are now in the lodge warming their feet after a long run, and now they got to start climbing back up the hill towards normalization. Normalization's a lot higher from where we are right now. And as I look at the asset class rankings in my Best Stocks Now app right now, I'm seeing bonds at or near the bottom right now. I don't want to have any exposure to the bond market. I don't want to have any exposure to inverse funds. I don't want to have any exposure to emerging markets. And there's one more I don't want to have any exposure to. Gold. Oh, that's going to really make the contrarians mad. They've been espousing gold now for how long? Gold does not like a strengthening dollar and rising interest rates. Have you looked at a chart of the dollar lately? UUP? That is wind in the face of the U.S. or of the gold market. A strengthening dollar is death for the gold markets. So, you know, well, Bill, there goes most of the assets that they want to put me in here at Schwab. They want to put me 60% in the bond market. They want me to have about 10% exposure to the bond market. They want me to have like 5% exposure to the gold markets. That doesn't leave much for the stock market ownership in companies. Well, you do what you want to do. I go by what the world is doing and the events in the world and the conditions in the world and the conditions in the economy, the conditions in the White House. I mean, you can see how much an administration impacts various asset classes. Trump is not good for gold. Trump is not good for the bond market. Trump is not good for the emerging markets. What is Trump good for? Nothing, most would say. Some would say, I guess, 51% of America say he's good for nothing. Well, he's been pretty good for the stock market so far. He's been pretty good for the banking sector. He's been pretty good for the financial sector. He's been pretty good for the industrials, which are breaking out to new highs. Maybe he's going to be the builder-in-chief. I don't know. But those are the asset classes right now that I would continue to shun like the plague. And as I look around the world, where in the world do I want to invest right now? Man, I think with a protectionist, we haven't had a protectionist in the office. I can't remember the last protectionist, like Trump purports himself to be. I think you want to stay in the U.S. I think you want to invest right here in the U.S. And it shows up in my app. As I look at the indexes around the world, I track 77 indexes around the world in 80 days. And I see all U.S. in the top 10, except for Japan. Japan is the only one. Japan hedged equity. That's been a good one, DXJ. If you just have to have some exposure to non-U.S. indexes, the only one I would consider would be Japan. Now, look, this is totally upside down from what it was 3 months ago. Remember when Latin America was surging? Brazil was the hottest index, the hottest market in the world. Latin America overall was surging. Well, Argentina was surging. That's what happens when the world changes overnight. Change happened that was not expected. And now you have a whole new world, and it seems to me like you got to tweak things just a little bit, or you can keep doing the same thing that was working, you know, before. Well, it's a new world right now. So I just don't see doing the same thing that was working in the past. Now, in the final segment of today's show, we'll go into the sectors of the market. There's those that do well in a rising interest rate environment, and there's those that sag in a rising interest rate environment. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, He picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. You know, I'll tell you what, I'm just, as a guy on the ground here on the front lines of the market, we've had a surge in interest in the markets once again. I mean, people like seeing, having clear path, number one. It seemed like the whole world just kind of went on hold for a few months leading up to the election. And now it's just like, wow. Everything seems to be breaking loose once again. So, you know, we have some clear direction. It's not going to work every single day, but I think over the next several years, you can look for certain asset classes to shine and certain asset classes and certain sectors in the market to really not do well at all. I was just looking during the break here at my ranking of the 77 indexes around the world. Now, the app does not know any politics. The app does not read the newspaper. The app knows nothing about trade. The app knows nothing about walls or bridges or anything like that. But guess what? The number 77 ranked sector index in the world is at the bottom, F plus grade, Mexico. Isn't that something? I mean, the one that he's rattled the saber at the most, and trying to stop our companies from taking jobs down there. I know they stopped Ford, too, also from moving a lot of the jobs down to Mexico. Of course, I was in Mexico just a few weeks ago. I love Mexico. I love the people. That's all I could say is I wouldn't be an investor in it right now. The peso is a nickel. We spent some time down there fishing. We had a white Christmas, an early white Christmas in Mexico as Rob's fire extinguisher went off in his car. I said, Rob, I was dreaming of a white Christmas as he came out with white eyebrows and white everything. My pole, everything had a white frost on it. I said, look, white Christmas. Started singing that Bing Crosby number one song of all time. I love Mexico. I would not be an investor in it right now. And how does the app know? You know, number 77 at the bottom. And what's the number one ranked? The small cap value index. And everything else in between. The app is an invaluable. I am so proud of that thing, how it has performed since the whole world turned upside down several weeks ago. Okay, now we get into the sectors of the market. All right. The app doesn't know Trump's agenda, doesn't know who he's named as the education secretary, who he's named as the health care secretary, was it human services, doesn't know who he's named as the treasury secretary, doesn't know the policies that he's outlined, doesn't know the regulations he wants to get rid of, but it does know this. The app knows that the banking sector loves it right now, basking in the sun. As I was pedaling out in Mexico in the Gulf down there in the little bay we were in, I went for about a 5-mile paddle. I only had one lure on my line. Sanford said, we'll be out. We're right behind you in our kayaks. Okay. So I paddle out to the point, probably about 5 miles. I actually have a little pedal kayak, a Hobie kayak. I only brought one lure with me. I thought, you know, that's all I need. My dad used to say, what's the limit on doves, Bill? I'd say 10. Give me 10 shells. All right. Well, I only need one lure. Down there, you need a Castmaster lure or a something shiny with hooks on it. That's the one all you need. I pedal out there. I saw a couple of seals on their backs with their fins up in the air, basking in the sun. The banks are basking in the sun right now. What's music to their ears? Well, we're going to cut back on Dodd-Frank. We're going to cut back on some of the other onerous regulations that have been placed. It seems like you don't read every day. There's a bank somewhere paying a big fine to the U.S. government or to a state somewhere. They have been a target, man, of the last administration. By the way, I lost that lure on my first cast. First cast. Bang, 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 bang. There's the tap, tap, tap. Takes me into the rocks. Lose the lure. I look behind me. No Rob in sight anywhere. I had to paddle back in 5 miles to get some lures. You know, I should have went prepared. That's the way it is. The banks are basking in the sun right now. The financials are basking in the sun. Now, let's not forget, not only do they like a looser regulatory environment, they like a rising interest rate environment. There's more spread for them to make some money now, finally. I mean, how do they make any money when there's not any spread for them? They borrow and then they turn around and loan it at a higher rate. There's been no spread. The financials and the banks right now are basking in the sun. So are economically sensitive sectors. The industrials. The transportation sector. The airlines are taking off. The trucking stocks are taking off. They've been hurt by a lot of these trade agreements. As I crossed the border, I saw trucks crossing the border into the U.S. That did not used to be allowed before NAFTA. They had to offload to an American carrier, and the American carrier would pick it up and take it the rest of the way. NAFTA changed all that. The trucking stocks are breaking out. The railroads are breaking out. If fracking resumes here in America, we're way behind on pipelines. Why? You know the reason why we're way behind on pipelines. Instead, we haul it by railroad, which is ridiculous. Then you have cars go off the tracks and a spill, and we need more infrastructure. So we're seeing the transportation sector break out, the banking sector break out, the financial sector break out. Let's not forget that insurance stocks also do well in a rising interest rate environment. And I'll throw in one extra, the bonus question. What else has Trump promised to rebuild? The military, the defense stocks, the aerospace stocks are also breaking out. It's a whole new world out there. It's a whole new world since the election of several weeks ago. What are the sectors that I would avoid? I had a guy come to me, transferred his account. He had 100% in the gold miners. I wouldn't own the gold miners right now. I wouldn't own clean energy stocks. I'd be a little nervous with real estate stocks right now with rising interest rates. And, of course, the emerging markets and anything outside of the U.S., India, China, etc., those are the areas to avoid. Well, anyways, we're active investors here. We're not passive. I'm not going to give you a formula that you can get on the computer by yourself. No, the world's changed, and you have to adapt to it, or you get crushed in the bond market. You can reach us, GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.